Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
Wake up. It's time to go. Zach and Miko's got a show. Animals are here to play. Jokes and guests to start your day. Tell the Sandman no more sleep. Eat some eggs and cook some beef. Laughter's waiting. Don't be shy. Stretch your legs and touch the sky. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach and Miko.
Fucking go. It's a Monday. It's a Monday fun day. Making a pun day. It's going to be a great day. It's your other boy, the international superstar, Zach and Miko, and I welcome you to another edition of the Morning Zoo. Hanging out today, right before I leave for the Gathering of the Juggalos, 25th anniversary, the Gathering of Legends. But you got one more day of me here in New York City, and across the table from me are two excellent gentlemen who I enjoy podcasting with very much. From No Offense with Doug Yurum, it's our good friend Doug Yurum.
Hi. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing good. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. So happy to be back here.
Thank you for being here. I appreciate you very much. You look like your own evil twin.
I am, yeah. Now I can get away with saying more things on stage.
Yeah, that wasn't Doug. That was un-Doug.
Yeah, I don't know who that was. That's weird. Dropping racial slurs.
Thank you very much for being here. And a man who would never drop a racial slur.
No.
But I bet he thinks him quite a bit. It is our good friend, very funny, very talented, Jacob Williams. How you doing, bub?
Good. Yeah, good to be here. Thanks for having me.
Of course, man. Thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you guys greatly. Let's knock plugs right out of the way. Hit that plug music, Jorge. And Jacob, what do you want people to check out, dog?
Yes. Hello. I'm Jacob Williams. And you can find me on social media, Mr. Jacob Williams on Instagram and stuff like that. I also have a 1-hour comedy special on YouTube called Unemotional Roller Coaster. It's on Spotify and stuff like that, SiriusXM. Also, actually, I just taped a set for OnlyFans TV, so I think that'll be out soon. And in conjunction with that, I'm starting an OnlyFans page.
Excellent!
Which I'm trying to keep comedy focused. There, I have had a lot of requests for dick pics and stuff, but
maybe get some feet up there.
Maybe I'll throw a feet in there. I don't know.
If you do it in a funny way.
Yeah. Also, I do get a bonus if I make a certain amount. So if it gets to the 6 months and I'm not close to that, I might change all of my rules about that. We'll
just
see.
Make it silly. Take pictures with like rubber chickens. And
okay, I like that.
Yeah.
I'm open to any ideas.
Yeah. Have fun with
see
it.
How it goes. So
add that fucking twine around your dick that they put on pastry boxes.
Yeah,
it's gonna
look
there fun.
You go.
Do a puppet show with your penis. That's nice.
Doug, what do you want people to check out, Doug?
Check me out on Instagram at TheDougYurum. When does this come out again?
This is streaming right now, and then it will be on out in a couple days.
Oh, check me out the 22nd, Friday, August 22nd. I'll be at the HUD Post Show in West New York, New Jersey. Come check that out. What else? I'm at the Pair every Thursday. Come check that out there and follow me on Instagram at TheDougYurum.
Fantastic. Hey, guys, if you want to see me live, go to punchup.live/ZachAmico. My Instagram is Zach is not funny. I got a few dates coming up. I'm going to be in Thornville, Ohio all week with the Gathering with me, Lewis, Big J, and Tim Butterly, hosting the main stage on Friday. Then I'm going on tour with my good buddy Jay Wall. We're hitting Nashville, Tennessee on the 28th of August, Pulaski, Tennessee on the 29th. On the 30th, we're in Miamisburg, Ohio, and then Lexington, Kentucky on August the 31st. And I got more dates I'll be announcing soon. Hey, and if you love the show, go to gasdigital.com, use the promo code ZOO, Z-O-O, and you get your episodes early, ad-free, and uncensored. You get access to the live chat. You get access to the archives, thousands of episodes of all your favorite Gas Digital podcasts. And most importantly, you get our Friday episode. That's right. We do an exclusive episode every Friday just for subscribers. And the only way to get a hold of that is to subscribe. And if you do subscribe, thank you. If you're thinking about it, thank you. And if you don't, thank you for watching the show, however you consume it. All right. Gentlemen, it's a great day to be red-pilled. Disney settles lawsuit with Gina Carano.
Beautiful.
Finally.
That's amazing.
Finally, some justice for Gina.
Yeah. I'm so happy.
I loved The Mandalorian when it started.
Yeah.
And I was so bummed they wrote her out of it.
Yeah, I love the first two seasons of it, especially.
It was so fucking good.
Yeah.
And I don't think even the stuff she tweeted was that crazy.
No, it wasn't, especially in today's climate. People are openly saying,
if anything, she was ahead of her time, if anything.
Yeah, yeah, she was way before. So is Kanye, if you think about it. If you would have did that a few months after everything happened, people have been like, he's got a point.
Do we have what she said, Shannon? Or can you bring it up?
I have one of them where it says, she said, Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even children. And then she also talked about people wearing masks during COVID, how that was dumb.
Yeah, she's kind of, so here's a theory I have, and you guys are welcome to disagree, agree. That's okay. We're all adults here. I feel like there is a very distinct concussion to right-wing conspiracy pipeline. A lot of the people I know who have gotten knocked in the head enough all of a sudden get real QAnon-y.
Yeah.
And I think, hey, because nobody talks about fucking Ronda Rousey being like a doomsday prepper.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Hiding in the woods getting ready for the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah. That's a good point. There's something with concussions and conspiracy theory that adds up. Like, what's it, like Tony Ferguson? He's all in on conspiracies.
A lot of my wrestler friends.
Yeah.
You get knocked around enough, I think, maybe.
Or does it knock a screw loose where you're like, now I see things clearer?
Yeah, yeah. It's like the They Live glasses.
Exactly.
That's the truth.
Yeah, it clears a pathway in your fucking brain.
But yeah, I agree. I mean, I think freedom of speech is a weird thing. And it's not cancel culture. I think it's consequence culture. Mm-hmm. And I think what she said was not horrendous. It was just against the status quo.
Of Disney.
Of Disney.
Sure, right.
And that a bunch of fucking fat ladies with Mickey Mouse ears.
Of course.
Who try and see how fat you can be and still get on the rides.
Eating a meatball corn dog before every fucking roller coaster they go on.
I got upset with her.
Yeah.
And I think had she not been a hot lady.
That's another thing. I think that we also, the left also seems to have a problem with hot women with opinions.
Yeah. You know, is that a crazy thing to say?
It really is. Like, you look at the whole jeans commercial for, what's her name?
I mean, Sydney Sweeney.
I mean, how many times have jean companies just put a play on words, jeans? It's done with Levi, everybody. Mm-hmm. Who gives a fuck? And now you get the, and she's not even that attractive, really. She kind of looks like a little autistic or a little slightly.
Sydney Sweeney?
Yeah, her eyes are
too
close
together. Are you out of your rat boy loving mind?
I am not saying that I wouldn't.
I haven't noticed she has a face yet.
That's
what you got to focus on. Yeah, the rest of it's perfect. Which I'm not saying I'm a prize, but what I am saying is that she does look slightly. Look at her face. A little bit.
God damn you.
A little bit. Right?
She looks like somebody's holding something at the tip of her nose and telling her to look at it.
Exactly. Yeah. She's got like those like real like cross-eyed inbred little thing. The rest of her body's beautiful.
Yeah, no, she's a fucking smoke show.
And I'd still fuck her in the face. I'm just saying.
Oh, I'll let her know. I'll let her know that's still
somebody
on the table.
Write her an email. That's offer still on the fucking table. Somebody let her know.
I mean, obviously they can't take Gina Carano back now.
I mean, they could. I mean, but
I think it would be hilarious if they did.
Yeah.
I mean, I wish she hadn't gone and done shit with, what was it, Red Letter Media, or whatever the fucking.
Daily Wire.
Daily Wire, yeah.
That sinking ship is fucking ridiculous.
That nightmare.
Yeah, that's fucking horrendous. Ben Shapiro's.
Everything they do, dude, their version of the Ladyboy fucking basketball movie
was awful.
One thing, and I do feel like I've been riding the line a lot lately. Man, conservatives just cannot figure out satire.
They can't. They're not good at it.
Do you remember they tried to do like a daily show on Fox?
Yeah.
And it was just horrendous.
Didn't work.
I mean, I felt like Red Eye worked.
Yeah. Red Eye's still working.
Yeah.
It's still technically, I mean, it's just that, you know, now Gutfeld's not at midnight anymore, but that's still his show.
Yeah.
And it's still highly rated.
Yeah.
Yeah. Would you guys go on Gutfeld?
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I met someone that books it, but I'm like, I don't know if I have the right style for that.
You could do it.
I mean, Mullen did it.
Yeah.
Like, people we know that are, like, liberal. Like, yeah. I don't think he's going to be like, you believe in the wrong thing. I think you can be funny on a show like that and be yourself.
Political stuff, I'd do it. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
Yeah, I think.
Especially with the OnlyFans page.
Yeah.
That's true. Maybe I'll
show. I actually think it's really important right now for people to, like, go to the other side.
Sure.
And not say, I agree with you, but, like, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I have plenty of friends I don't agree with that I'll sit and have a beer with.
Of course.
Because we're fucking adults, dude.
Yeah. No, definitely. I definitely have a lot of people on my, like, social media timeline where I totally disagree, but it's, like, just interesting to see their, like, thought process. I probably would look at their stuff more to be like, all right, what am I missing on this issue or whatever.
Well, that's the longer you talk to people who you disagree with, you always agree on something.
You find some middle ground.
Yeah.
We're all people.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Normally, you find that middle ground somewhere in between there, and it always, for some reason, always leads to Jews. I don't know why. For some reason, it's always
the middle ground is a tunnel underneath a synagogue. However. Well, yeah, I would love to do shit like, I think it would be fun. Just the same it would be to go on some fucking crazy fucking left-wing thing and probably be an antagonist on that.
I would love to do that if I could find a route somewhere to do some odd, like, real heavily left-leaning thing, some podcast or some show, just to see what happens.
I do it every time I hang out with my fucking wife's sister's friends. I might as well put on a fucking... I might as well shave a tiny mustache.
put on an armband.
Holy shit.
But that's also got to be being in an entertainment environment. Like, if you're on a left, I feel like we all know what's going on here. Maybe some people don't.
Yeah.
Like, they might take it too far. But when you're in a personal setting where people lean left and, like, or lean right, and it gets like just a regular play, getting a beer, whatever. That's when shit gets bad.
Yeah.
Because there's no camera to keep you honest and your behavior in check. So you could act however the fuck you want.
I feel like in most situations where there are different, where it's a social event, I feel like almost everybody kind of separates naturally. That's and right. I feel like it's always, in my case, the more, not conservative, but less crazy liberal people congregate outside.
Yeah.
Like by a fire or where you could smoke.
Yeah, that's true.
And then the ladies and men who talk like ladies hang
me.
Out inside.
I'm inside for sure.
You're an inside boy? Yeah.
Everybody's talking about
only because I want to be around women for once.
Let's talk about a periods or whatever women talk about.
I venture inside for snacks.
Yeah.
And then I report.
But that's the worst, though. You venture inside for snacks and somehow you get caught in a conversation you don't want to get in. They're like, hey, Zach, so how's the pot? And you're like, fuck, I just want to go back outside. Yeah. And you're stuck sitting there talking about, like, your fucking marriage and shit like that, your cats.
I legitimately once at, and I love my wife's family very much. Her sister's very, very good to me.
Yeah.
Always takes great care of me. But her friends can be a lot. And I remember they had a party one time, and I walked through the kitchen to go get snacks and a beer, and I walked through the middle of a debate about the definition of consent. Whatever I thought I wanted to do at this party, if you could give me a thing that I do not want to have a conversation about with a bunch of bruts.
Yeah, and with a bunch of hooligans. I don't want to talk about consent. And what was their definition? Just curious.
Oh, whatever.
What were the two sides of this argument? I'm curious.
It was a liberal argument and a more liberal argument.
Okay.
Trust me.
So now, it was like enthusiastic yes, but
yes.
This is like just a regular yes.
Yes, pretty much. All right, yeah. Gotcha.
Now,
it was like paperwork.
So I feel like the more the conversation of consent goes left, the more the consent kind of gets withdrawn.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's kind of, that's like, it starts off all well and good where they actually want you to sign paperwork, but then as it gets more and more left up that hill, it gets to sign the paperwork. Then it's like a little playful, I don't know. Then it's, you know, just stick it in without me. I don't know. The more left things get sometimes, the more right they seem.
I don't know. For me, it's always, why is it the girls that are the leftiest are always the ones that ask you to choke them?
Exactly. Yeah. You never see a conservative church going, bitch, fucking asking you to slap them, choke them, stick a thumb in their ass.
No, but give me some fucking chubby girl with tattoos and granny glasses. And the fucking, they put your hand around their throat.
Yeah, yeah. They're asking you to elbow drop.
We're making Jacob very uncomfortable.
I don't know what to say.
He either knows exactly what we're talking about, or he just wants us to move on desperately.
That's true. He's got things to worry about. That's right.
So, okay. Shannon, your thoughts?
Big fan of consent.
Oh, look, he's making him suck his own dick.
I'm sorry. I'm so happy I have this drop now.
I'm still
curious. Look, he's making him suck his own dick.
I did not know that was a clip. I was very confused.
We watched a clip of a guy getting beheaded, and then they made him suck his... They put his... Geez.
Get the fuck... Oh, my God.
How did they find that porn search?
It was a great morning last week. Hey, guys. If you've been eating like trash and need a reset, you need Huel. Huel is a complete meal in a bottle that's ready to go where you go, whether you're lounging poolside or running late to work. Their Black Edition ready-to-drink has 35 grams of protein, 27 vitamins and minerals, a bunch of fiber, and low sugar, so you'll feel full, focused, and ready for the day. Listen, I don't know a lot about diet or exercise, but I know milkshakes. And Huel really tastes like a milkshake. It comes in both chocolate and vanilla, so no matter what you pick, you can't go wrong. Start saving time and money without compromising your nutrition today with this exclusive offer for new customers. 15% off using our code ZOO, Z-O-O, at Huel.com, H-U-E-L.com. That's 15% off for new customers using my exclusive code ZOO at Huel.com. See our show notes for the terms and conditions. Skip the stress, not the nutrition. Try Huel today for complete nutrition bottled. Let's get back into the show. All right, we're going to move it on. Okay, here's a fun one. This is absolutely brutal. I feel so bad for this chick. And you gotta feel bad for the dad too, I guess. The 28-year-old woman in some Asian country, I believe, mm-hmm. and she got pregnant, has the kid, and she had a hormonal imbalance that caused her to prematurely age.
What,
dude? You Damn. Gotta fucking see this.
Okay, yeah.
So this is in the time span of a pregnancy.
So it's Malaysia is where she's from. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to show you her before the pregnancy first.
Oh, man.
Very cute.
How old is she there?
28.
Okay. Yeah, she is cute. All right.
Beautiful, right?
Yeah. Looks like a fat Mexican man.
Oh, my God.
20. So it caused wrinkles, skin condition, and then her ears and nose to grow exponentially.
Oh, my God. Oh my God. It gave her the face of an alcoholic.
Yeah, she looks like W.C. Fields.
Hello, my little chickadee.
Hello, my little chickadee. This poor...
Dude, that's terrible.
This lady...
A.S.A.
In 9 months... went from a tiny little spinner to a fucking old put a curse on you in a laundromat.
Yeah, that's rough.
Horrible. That's so horrible. Don't you feel so... And listen, obviously you feel awful for her.
Yeah.
That husband did not see that one coming.
No, he didn't.
One load.
Bad for
one
him.
Load.
Fucked it. Now, if she gets pregnant again, will it reverse it?
Oh, could, yeah.
She should give it a shot.
So or she'll have an old baby.
She Benjamin
did,
Button.
She did start to like get a little less gross.
Oh, okay.
So this is her after. This is her after she had the baby.
That's such a compliment.
Oh, okay.
It's not too bad. It's,
all right, that's better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tough. She just looks like my friend's mom.
I mean, that's tough. She looks like she hit a gypsy with her car.
Yeah, that dragged me to hell situation.
It does look like somebody threw her that baby as they run her pockets.
Yeah. That just this poor one, and then Shannon, is that something that can happen, or is this just like a freak thing?
That only happens in places like that.
Well, it says it's something that can happen like due to like changes of hormones. Like there can be varying degrees of changes, and she just seemed to have all the worst things possible.
Oh. That poor girl.
Here's another picture of her when she was before pregnancy.
Oh.
Wow.
Little cutie.
Oh, what a fuck is
that? That is hot.
Better than
she looks
Sweeney.
Like one of the food babies.
She still always had that fucked up nose, though. That wasn't due to
no, the nose got way different,
yeah.
though. She's look how little it is there.
Yeah, here it's little.
Yeah, but look, then scroll down. She has the Muhammad Ali nose.
That might be the lighting.
Oh.
That might be shadow on either side. That's I don't know. The poor. Yeah, she's like the food. Sucks. You know the food yeah. babies?
The girls that got
caught. No, it's the girls that. One of the girls that got caught fucking the guy from the Try Guys.
I have no idea what the hell.
Oh, okay. It was like a BuzzFeed spinoff. Yeah. And they were, you remember what I'm talking about, right?
I don't know.
There were four guys. They were called the Try Guys.
Yeah.
And they would do like viral videos. They worked for BuzzFeed and they quit and started. And it was four of them. And it was like a gay Asian guy, a nerdy guy. And they were all fucking nerds. Mm-hmm. It was very, very, very girl based right. stuff. And one of them was like the wife guy. And he had a cookbook with his wife. And everything was how much he loved his wife. And then they caught him making out with a chick, one of his producers. And they had to fire him from the show.
That's him right there?
That's him with his wife, yeah. And then they had to fire him from the show and do like a serious statement.
Yeah.
About, you know, workplace consent and all this fucking shit.
They made him do that statement?
No, no, no. Consent? Oh, no, he's gone.
Oh,
the
wow.
other three guys
yeah.
had to do it. And it basically ruined a empire of, I mean, they had like a warehouse they made videos in. Like, it was a big production.
Oh, my God.
And this guy getting Asian puss on the side.
How does
tumbled
that destroy
it.
Your whole Whoa. Career? How does that happen?
And then they did an SNL skit about it.
Yeah.
And all the other Try Guys wives flipped out because the whole sketch was like, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And they were making fun of how seriously they were treating it. And the other girl, the other guy's wives were like, the guy that cheated was Ned. They're like, yeah. he has friends that write on SNL, and this is a hit piece to try and make us look bad.
Wow.
am I the only one that remembers all this?
I have totally no idea what the hell.
Shannon, do you remember this?
I saw that sketch.
I don't. No, I wasn't. I didn't watch that show.
I like that shit. I like Try Guys, A Good Mythical Morning, and all that bullshit.
But I'm more upset that an entire entire empire comes crashing down because you get Asian puss on
your little puss puss. It's because.
He loved his wife so much.
It's because everything was about the wife.
Oh,
the wife and the kid. They had a cookbook. They were doing, like, they had a podcast together, like, our marriage and, like, I mean, all this shit. It's the same as the girls that are always going to hate Mulaney now for leaving the first Jew broad
right.
and getting Olivia Munn pregnant.
One of my friends worked with Conan O'Brien on a movie, and he said his, like, one of his biggest advice things was just to, like, not cheat on your wife because it's, like, he's, like, 15 minutes of fun isn't worth like ruining your career, but yeah, I thought that was kind of.
I don't know. Sometimes it is.
I'm sure. Maybe I don't know.
Depends on what your wife looks like.
I haven't really had the opportunity to have a wife or to cheat on anyone. But
no, I think that makes sense, especially like Conan, because like certain people are like a cult of personality.
Yeah,
and they feel like Conan's their friend.
Yeah,
yeah.
And they've never met the guy. They don't know what he's really like.
Yeah,
but like same with like Mulaney or any of these guys that are just like friendly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like if Jimmy Fallon does it, it's a big deal. Right. But you get somebody like who's like a Hugh Jackman or something that cheats on you. Like, yeah.
Well, no, Hugh Jackman's a notorious good boy.
Really?
Yeah. He's been with his wife forever.
Well, they got divorced now, right?
Oh, did they?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh,
recently.
There you go.
Yeah.
He was a good boy for him. I mean, but some people think she might have been an accessory, if you know what I mean. Mm-hmm.
He's gay?
That's a rumor.
He's a beard?
I mean, he's quite good in musicals.
But then I think there was a rumor he was getting together with his new co-star in Music Man, like after the divorce.
I could kind of see
during
that.
It or something.
Now, turtlenecks make you look gay no matter what.
But yeah, so like if Conan had cheated, it would be an issue.
It would be.
David Letterman cheated, and nobody gave a shit.
Yeah, nobody cared. It's like you said, those guys.
He fucked an intern, didn't he?
He did, yeah.
And Bill people O'Reilly, were over it quick.
And yeah, I think he like got in front of it too, because he like came out with the story himself.
Well, because so I think they were trying to blackmail him.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
And he announced it. But, like, also, meh.
Did she stay?
Yeah, I think they
did. She did, yeah. I didn't hear about a divorce. Yeah.
Well, you know, shit happens.
Yeah, I mean, come on, he's David Letterman.
Yeah, but if Jimmy Fallon got caught.
That's different, yeah.
That would be different.
It's like you said, anybody who's a nice guy.
Nice guy.
Yeah, you cannot be a nice guy and fuck other women. You cannot. You can, but like I said, if you're an asshole, you'll get away with that. Like you said, Letterman, he cheats. It's like,
yeah.
Whatever.
But I, yeah, so like Bill Maher can fuck whoever he wants.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, Bill Maher.
But at the same time, he's just never going to like, I don't know, I think Shane could get away with it.
He could, yeah. He could get away with it. Mm-hmm.
Shane could get away with it. Not that he would.
Yeah. Not that he would, but you could see, like,
yeah,
he's not a Jimmy Fallon or a Conan O'Brien where they're
Nate
like
would
your
be
best
fucked.
Friend. Oh, yeah, 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 he's fucked, yeah.
Nate he's would fucked. Be fucked.
But it's like anything else, right? He was, did all this shit with his wife.
Mm-hmm.
That must mean you're hiding something.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nobody loves their wife that much.
Dude, my mom to this day
yeah.
hates Jimmy Kimmel.
Yeah.
Because he did a show on HGTV. Mm-hmm. With his first wife.
And she hates him for that?
Because he left the wife or something?
Yeah, it was his first wife before yeah. he got famous, before when he stood on The Man Show.
Yeah.
And then like a year later, my mom saw him on one of the roasts with Sarah Silverman sitting on his lap.
Oh, shit.
And he had gotten divorced at the time, started dating Sarah Silverman. Dude, my mom to this day
wow.
hates, can you imagine his wife turning on the TV? Wow. Yeah. She sees a girl sitting on a husband's lap.
Could you imagine that?
My grandma, that was her favorite late night host, was Kimmel. She was like, it was just funny because she was super old, but she was like super into his sense of humor, like when he first came out. And
yeah.
Yeah. Which, yeah. Anyway.
No, I'm listening.
Yeah, life. We're listening.
No, that's yeah, all
don't
I got. I don't,
it feels
don't
like you pulled a ripcord on what you said.
No, sorry.
Here.
I felt like I wish I had a cooler story here.
That no, don't be
thing.
Nervous, Nelly.
That was the whole
You're
thing.
You're good, buddy.
But yeah.
He loses confidence quick. Just
my family also
there.
Thinks anyone who's not super straight-laced is very upsetting.
Are they, does your family lean heavily right?
No. And you think they would.
I thought so, yeah.
No, no. No, I feel like they don't know what they are.
That's good, though. Who cares?
I don't know.
That's good. It's like they're just...
Yeah, they're just...
Out
yeah.
of it, yeah.
Yeah, that... Who? Oh, we were talking about something that I like... Oh, that I like Cutthroat Kitchen.
Yeah.
And I was like, that Alton Brown, he's strange. There's something that we don't like him. He makes us nervous.
Oh, I got to meet your family. That's this.
And you do, trust me.
That's got to be
I fun. Trust me, buddy.
Yeah.
You're just meeting my impressions. I love him.
She hates this guy?
Yeah, she said he's strange.
He does look a little strange. A little bit.
I've always been a fan. I always thought, in the scheme of things, Bourdain would be the best hang.
Ah, you son of a bitch.
And Andrew Zimmern's probably the most fun.
I don't know. I kind of every time I watch him, there's something about him that bugs me. And
oh,
I don't
really?
Know what it is.
He liked one of my tweets once when I said that... Bourdain will put a finger in your ass without asking, and Andrew Zimmern will ask you to pee on him.
Yeah.
And he liked it.
he's always going, a lot of those shows happen in like those weird Asian countries.
Yeah.
Where you could have like Boom Boom, the 13-year-old prostitute as a friend for the weekend.
What's the fruit that, durian? Is the like really smelly fruit that they always do on those shows?
Is it called, it's yes, not.
That's it, durian,
is?
Yeah.
We should try that. We should do that here, Shannon.
And what's guava?
I feel, isn't that like illegal in some places? Let me see if it's legal.
Durian is illegal to eat in some countries in public.
Yeah.
Because it's so stinky.
But I think it's even illegal to bring back because it's invasive.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Shannon? No, Shannon, get me the info.
So it is. It's legal in New York. While the strong odor of durian can be a deterrent in some public spaces in Southeast Asia, it is not illegal to possess or sell durian in New York City.
Oh.
Hmm. Okay.
So just gotta find out where to buy it.
I wonder why we have lantern flies.
Yeah.
You bring it in this stupid shit.
I mean, I guess the. Maybe I would like durian because I loved camembert.
Yeah.
The real smelly cheese. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, yeah. Is that the one with the maggots in it?
No. Camembert, it's almost like a brie.
Oh.
But it's like, if you touch it, your hands smell.
Ew, yeah.
Because I know when Faga used to work at the restaurant, they did a baked camembert, like appetizer, and they had to stop making it.
Wow.
Because when they put it in the toaster, mm-hmm. it would make the whole
damn.
Restaurant stink yeah. to the point where the bar would clear out.
That makes sense, yeah. Smells like you're throwing an Indian in an oven.
Yeah, it's a lot, but it's really good.
I can't. I mean, I feel like I would like it just because I like sniffing a girl's armpits. That's about it.
Shannon, look up what would be the profile of camembert? How would be the best way to explain it? You guys like brie?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
It's the only cheese I
brie
do
Larson.
Like is brie.
Really?
I fucking hate cheese by itself.
Mozzarella?
No, like that. All right, yeah, that too. All right, that's a good point. Mozzarella, I like by itself.
All right, earthy, mushroomy, and slightly tangy, with notes of butter and nuts.
That doesn't sound bad.
That sounds like my nuts. That sounds like my balls. Earthy, mushroomy, hint of butter.
That doesn't sound bad at all. That description.
It's real, but it's stank. It stank. I ordered a French cheese basket for Mrs. Amika one year for her birthday, and I left it in the fridge for her because I had to go to work. And she said she opened up the fridge and thought everything in the fridge. She thought the power went out.
Is it really that bad? We got to bring some in here.
Shannon, can you find a YouTube video of someone describing camembert? Yeah, we should do a stinky food day.
We should.
Camembert, durian, what else would we put on there?
That fruit that you said.
Yeah, durian.
Yeah. What were you just telling me? That fish jerky?
Oh, yeah, fuck.
We got to give that a shot.
The Icelandic fish jerky that stunk up my fucking house.
We got to do that one day.
I left that in the cabinet here because we were going to see if Harrington would eat it.
Did he eat it?
Yeah, I think he did.
Oh God. Jesus Christ.
We were trying to figure out what would be so gross that people at Gas wouldn't eat it. Because if you put anything in the shelves here, it will be consumed.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Within days.
Dude, that...
It's like dropping off a car in a bad neighborhood when you don't want to sell it.
Committing insurance fraud in the fucking... Somebody ate all those Pacquiao chips or Paco chips, whatever the fuck they called.
Yeah.
Fucking spicy, whatever the fuck.
I found an obnoxious couple that taste it, if you want to see that.
Why not? Oh, God, I hate them already. Oh, no, that's Joe Russell.
Yeah, that's Joe Russell.
Sorry.
Wait, pause.
Sorry.
Shannon,
I was just sorry.
You got. That's our friend Joe Russell.
I don't know who he is, but I apologize.
He's Bobby's producer.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Joe. Sorry.
Oh, that's awesome.
I mean, if you look at the thumbnail of this, you'll get it.
That's so funny. He's so nice. He drove me home from the YKWD.
I love Christmas Joe Russell.
Episode. I want to just show. Just look at the thumbnail. Come on, that looks terrible. It looks like an obnoxious couple, right?
Shannon?
Sorry.
Did we argue with you?
No, I feel bad. I'm just backtracking.
Yeah, but it's some bitch with a ukulele. We get it. He knows. Joe knows his girlfriend is some lady with a ukulele.
I feel bad. All right,
ready? Oh, that's fucking hilarious. Cheese
show. Today's cheese is camembert.
Ooh, camembert.
Here's the old camembert.
All right,
camembert.
Skip. So I can't deal with them.
It's French.
Keep it moving. It's cold. I just want to see him taste it.
Je suis un fromage français. Look at that rye.
Oh my God.
It's white. Soft? This is a white mold.
This is the one that smells like shit.
Yeah.
Ready?
Oh my God, I can't take this.
This is driving Shannon nuts.
I hate watching people eat.
Yeah, they hate Shannon hates this.
Oh, here's my criticism. God,
that is gross.
This is the least amount of taste. It's almost all texture with a little hint of cheese. It's like a person that works out a lot, but they don't have any personality. This is the most boring cheese.
I disagree.
So far. Mm. Maybe because it's not from France.
I can't watch this. I can't watch this. I can't. Joe's such a nice guy. He's a great, good guy, and he's a funny comic. But I would I'd rather fucking cut my nuts with a fucking toenail clipper than fucking watch him and this fucking bitch eat cheese.
Oh, this is fucking hilarious.
Holy shit.
Oh my God.
I hope their next cheese has a fucking skull and crossbones on it. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Watching Billy, it makes me really uncomfortable.
Shannon has that too. She can't stand the sound of
Or when Billy on like a podcast.
Misophonia.
Misophonia. Yeah.
That's what it's called when you don't like the sound of people eating?
Yep.
No, that's a black lady that features for people in Connecticut. Oh, you got misophonia this weekend? She gonna sell t-shirts.
You damn right, child.
Misophonia sells screen printed t-shirts when you're the headliner.
Magnets that say that go on your fridge.
Hey guys, real quick, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at Small Batch Cigar. Simple, fast, small batch. Having cigars in the house is the same as having a nice bottle of wine, some treats, anything to show people that you are a sophisticated and classy human being. Well, Small Batch Cigar is a great place to go if you're like me and really don't know that much about cigars. They have free shipping on every order, and almost every order arrives within 2 to 3 days within the continental United States. They have the most thorough packaging in the industry. Every purchase comes with the Bovita pack, so your cigars come super fresh. They have an amazing selection of rare, limited, and hard-to-find cigars, and you earn 5% reward points instantly with your purchase. What you're going to want to do is go to smallbatchcigar.com today. And most people click the new button first to shop around the newest products. And we have a discount code for you. That's GAS10, G-A-S-1-0. And that gets you 10% off your order plus those 5% reward points. One more time, guys. That's discount code GAS10 at smallbatchcigar.com. All right. Let's get back into the program. All right. Next fucking thing. Oh, we can talk. I already told you guys. Fucking loved Weapons. Jacob, did you see it yet?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I loved.
What'd
you
think?
Yeah, I liked it a lot. I actually wasn't super into the other one, Barbarian, but this one I liked a lot because I felt like it just kept the suspense up for like pretty much the whole time.
Yeah, I agree. Very, very cool movie. If anybody wants to check it out, I would. Cousin Zach recommends.
Yeah, definitely.
Another recommendation.
Yeah.
I gotta fast food talk time.
Lifted my ban on Sonic.
Sonic's terrible though.
Sonic is not great.
It's that's why they're all going at it. Remember they had that big push and they were showing commercials like every 10 minutes, and then they came out and you're like, what the fuck is this horse?
So
shit?
I saw Sonic commercials for years before we had one in Jersey.
Yeah, yeah.
Where did you grow up, Jacob?
Yeah, I grew up in Kentucky. I think I saw the ads. And also, I lived in Chicago for a while. So TJ and Dave was like, considered like the best improv group ever. And one of the guys is like in the Sonic commercials. Mm-hmm. So I like always noticed him from that. But yeah,
I think I saw the commercials for like 10 years before I ever got to try Sonic.
Right, right.
They did a good job at that, pushing that on you.
Then they opened one in Jersey.
Route 17.
By where the Toys R Us used to be.
That's right, yeah.
And I don't know if you remember this.
Yeah.
The line was so long, they had to assign cops to let people in.
Damn.
And the week Sonic opened, somebody ran over and job was to guard Sonic.
Oh, my God.
So Sonic, the week it opened in Jersey.
And not just by heart disease, like how it usually does. Damn. It was for the fucking vehicle.
So I was in Saratoga Springs this weekend, and the options were Sonic or McDonald's. And I was like, you know, I've been on a Sonic reprieve.
Yeah.
Because the last time I got Sonic for me and Mrs. Amico, she ordered mozzarella sticks. Ooh. And they gave us the ultimate disrespect.
Out of the smelly cheese.
Empty mozzarella sticks.
Oh. There was no cheese in them?
Just empty. Wow.
Just the cornmeal.
That's because they overcooked those assholes.
Yep.
So it's the cheese like slid out or something?
There was no cheese in any. They were empty husks.
Yeah.
Damn.
And I have never gotten over how mad I was about that.
That's upsetting.
So I've been on a no Sonic rule. But Sonic was my option, and it was right next to the hotel. So we go, and I think I got the worst service in the history of fast food.
Damn.
Yeah.
Where they roller skate out usually?
Yes.
Okay.
And we went to that.
Okay.
And they never came.
Oh, they never came.
We waited for 10 minutes. That's crazy. Watched other cars pull in and pull out and give up. So finally we go in the drive-thru lane. We're sitting. The car in front of us goes. We're sitting, hello. 5 minutes. Nothing.
Damn.
A guy comes on and goes, yeah, we're going to need some time. We're like, that's fine. We wait. Girl picks up. Every single thing I asked for, she would go, what's that?
Get the fuck out of here.
That's crazy.
She didn't know how to turn her headset off.
Oh, no.
So she didn't know anything on the menu.
Yeah.
We order. Jeez. We go up to the window. It took so long, and this lady didn't know how to turn her headset off, that we were hearing the updates.
Yeah.
And we heard at one point, this car has been here for 23 minutes. she gives us our sodas when we get up. And then she goes, oh, I didn't fill those up a lot. Do you guys want me to fill them up to the top?
What the fuck does that mean? A lot? You only filled it halfway through?
She did. And she did a very bad job.
That's crazy.
What the fuck?
So we hand her the sodas back, and she goes, which one's which? We went, we don't know. We didn't taste them yet. She goes, and dumps them both out.
Okay.
Makes these sodas, right? So So now we're sitting there. It was to the point where now they're taking food out of the front door and giving it to the cars behind us.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
That's a nightmare.
And I got a burger and a hot dog and a breakfast burrito.
Was the was the fucking hot dog burnt? They always burn their fucking hot dogs.
No, it was fine. So then she comes back to us, opens up the drive-thru window and goes, "What did you guys order?"
Oh, this is fucking
And I go, "What?" She goes, "We can't remember what you ordered." What? So I had to give her the receipt back.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Did they just get the news that they were closing and then nobody gives a fuck?
It had to be the girl's first day. She was trying.
Yeah.
It seemed like a nightmare in there.
Wow.
Because the restaurant was empty.
Yeah.
Like, they were not putting in work.
Oh, yeah. It's closing.
So then
they probably got the news. You guys are all fired in three weeks. So, like, all right.
So then we get our food. Somehow we got everything we ordered.
Wow.
And I have to tell you, this new Sonic special, pretty fucking good.
It was worth 40 minutes.
Shannon, if you want to look up the Big Dill Smash Burger.
Ooh.
Sounds good.
I don't know if you're Pickle Boys.
I am a Pickle Boy. That's I'm a Pickle Smoocher
Jacob
as well.
Pickle Boy?
Yeah, sure, yeah.
Shannon, Pickle Lady? I know you don't do meat.
Yes, I like pickles.
Shannon, you like a pickle?
I do.
Jorge, Pickle Boy?
Sounds great.
Of course I love a pickle.
Okay, you gotta. Dude. So they also do a pickle slush, which I wasn't going to fuck with.
Looks good.
So it's
crispy
double
pickles?
Smash burger.
Okay.
Pickles. Fried pickles.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
And a dill spread.
Okay.
Buddy. Oh, buddy.
Now I gotta go.
I got high and I watched South Park and I ate that.
Yeah.
And I was a happy little piggy boy.
Dude, that looks fucking amazing.
They also do a pickle slushy, which I was not ready to fuck with.
Get the fuck out of here. Stop. They always gotta go too tough. Far. That's
I feel,
awful.
Well, pickles is the thing right now.
Yeah.
My chick just went to like a state fair and they do like pickles and Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, they do like pickle drinks now.
Yeah. Okay.
I know it was like a viral thing for a while. It was like pickles, Coke, and like fucking something else.
That's horrendous.
Like, yeah.
Go ahead.
Well, that reminds me. I used to work at my first job was in food service at like Six Flags Kentucky Kingdom, and it was like basically like a hot dog type fast food. And they were like cutting corners so much. They're like, hey, if the hot dogs turn like green and gray, like if they go bad, just turn them into corn dogs, because like no one will know. So it was pretty bad. It was really bad.
Oh, that's like the fucking Apu in The Simpsons.
It was horrible. Yeah, and then also the park was in
technically,
general.
If you're on the roller for more than 6 hours, we have to call them wizard fingers.
Right. No, the park was so bad, too. Like, a lot of the rides were breaking down, and one of them, actually snapped. Like, it was, like, a thing that drops people, and a cable snapped and, like, cut off someone's legs. And so I think the park, like, shut down eventually after that.
Why did I hear about that
It was a pretty famous story, I guess.
It snapped and cut off a girl's feet, didn't it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
That's crazy. Yeah. Were you there that day?
I wasn't. I think I might have even quit working right before that, but, yeah, it was, like, shortly after. But, yeah.
And they're like, make them into corn dogs.
Yeah, exactly.
Make them into corn niblets. Cut the toes off.
Dude, that's crazy.
Yeah.
How bad of it was? Did people know it was a shithole?
I think so, because I went on my first roller coaster there, and the next day in the news it said like that coaster had gotten like stuck for like right after I rode it. Like,
it's like Action Park.
It was pretty. It was pretty bad. Now it's open under different owners, I guess. But
it's not a Six Flags anymore.
I don't know. Yeah. So now it's just kind of a independent. I don't know if it's any better or not. I think I went there once for like the Halloween stuff, and I literally like went into a haunted house and like caught the person by surprise. Like, they were like, I have a joke about it now, but there was literally like a vampire actor or someone like drinking like a bottle of water, like taking a break. And he's like, I like startled him. So I'm like, I don't think that's supposed to happen. But
I did that on me and my chick went on a haunted hayride.
Yeah.
But we didn't know it was the first run of it.
Yeah.
Like the first night, first run.
Yeah.
And it was a husband and wife, I think the husband was like the narrator, and the wife was driving the hayride.
Yeah,
and she went the wrong way for like 10 minutes, and he didn't notice. Yeah. So in the middle of his like spooky speech,
oh, no.
He was like, "Janice, what the fuck?"
Oh god!
Then we turned around, so we're super late.
Yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
We caught every single actor. Like, they were all just sitting like on their phones.
Oh, that's funny.
Or drinking Red Bull, and then they would jump up and try and do the thing.
Oh, no. That's funny. Yeah, I went to Hershey Park for a Halloween thing once with a friend, and he got in trouble because he, like, tried to scare, like, the scare actors, and then, like, a supervisor started, like, following him around. I was like, oh, jeez.
Everyone tries to... I did many years at a haunted house.
Yeah.
And everyone tries to get you. Everyone thinks that they're the first person.
How do they do that?
They try and fucking
yeah.
pull shit or...
That's got to be annoying.
Oh, dude, you get hit so much.
Oh, jeez.
You get hit?
Dude, wait, every they, single
like,
person...
Punch you in the face?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
Every
Christ.
Single person I worked with at the haunted house, I think, got hit.
Wow. Yeah, it was in this other one. This guy, random person, I didn't know, he touched this lady who was, like, an actor in the house, and then she started... She was, like, in character, but then she was, like, actually upset, so it was, like, this weird hybrid. She's like, don't do that, you know?
I've had a few. Like, I got hit a bunch. Cause I had a pop scare one year.
Jeez.
Where I would come around a corner, and I had a big metal sheet I would bang on.
Yeah.
And so many people's reaction is... I mean, I think some people go in going, I'm going to punch somebody in there.
Yeah, yeah.
Damn.
And my friend Sabrina is 4'11",
mm-hmm.
and I think, or 4'10". A guy spin kicked her.
Oh, my God. Was she okay?
Took her down in one... I mean, she went down like a
How
sack of
shit. How is that a reaction when you're frightened? Like, you have to think, like, if I'm getting
scared,
there's,
like,
I'm
you know that? Remember that? Like, it was, like, I would say it's even before viral videos. Remember the video... They're interviewing the black kid,
the
and there was
a
guy
in
the garbage can, and he just turns around and knocks him out.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's like that. I think it's like jumpy.
Yeah,
I guess.
Sounds horrible.
But that feels like that's planned. Like, you're like, if I get, because he pauses for a minute in that video,
yeah.
and then he punches him. It's like, you didn't have to do that.
Yeah. I kind of wanted to be like one of those mascots at the theme park, but my dad was convinced someone would like tackle me or something. So maybe it was good to not do it. I don't know. I did actually, I just got kind of a little forehead scar from, I was playing basketball a couple of weeks ago behind a bar. And my friend,
like
we were,
a bar.
Yeah, it was just like a basketball hoop behind a bar in Louisville, Kentucky, my hometown I was visiting. And so my friend were playing like really intense one-on-one. Like it was, we'd been playing for like 15 minutes. It was still 0-0, but we were like trying really hard.
The whitest game of one-on-one.
Yeah.
White on white.
And so he was like trying to run past me, and we
that
accidentally
was a score.
Like headbutted, and I just like
hoods
my head
versus skins.
Anyway, but yeah, so I just was like started bleeding. It was not a big deal, but now I have like a scar, and it's like it was bleeding down my head.
This was recent?
This was like a couple weeks ago, yeah.
This is the video. This is fucking forever ago.
This was in a college dorm.
Tyrone. Are you going trick-or-treating?
No, probably.
Oh, jeez. Yeah, that was way too
intense. I feel like that was a reaction.
Yeah, I guess so.
Tyrone punched the goblin
Damn.
In the face.
Yeah, I mean, Tyrone, I'm guessing. I'm trying to, the haunted, it was fucking.
Yeah, that's it.
I mean, my favorite thing in haunted houses is big groups of black women are like, you ever see fainting goats?
Of course.
Yeah.
That's where if you scare, because they always put the big girl in the front.
Yeah.
And if you scare her,
a fullback.
She'll fall back and take the others out like bowling pins. So if you can scare the big one in the front, you could take out the whole group.
Oh, Lord. Oh, Jesus.
People got fucked up in there.
I've never seen any. I've been to those things a million times. I've never seen any of the actors get fucking hit before.
Oh, yeah, dude, we were fucking. Everybody got.
What was like the worst injury from that or any? Or
I had a guy try and. Not of the staff, but I had a guy try and pull some shit
Damn.
One night and say he fell in my room and broke his kneecap. But he was coming upstairs and he fucking he face planted, but it was very dramatic.
Yeah.
And so two of the other actors went to help him up and I went, don't fucking touch. I went out of character immediately. I went, don't you fucking touch him.
Yeah.
And then his friends tried to help him. I was like, nope.
Wow.
I was like, leave him on the fucking floor, call an ambulance.
Yeah.
And I called security and I had the whole house shut down.
Wow. US.
What?
Had the whole house shut down?
Well, because they were stopped because we had to have a fucking gurney come in.
Oh, God.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, make him pay for that fucking fake fall.
So he did a big fucking thing and then he was like holding his knee.
Yeah.
And everybody, he's like, he asked the staff, I was like, nobody fucking touch him. I was like, a doctor or a fucking EMT will touch you.
Is that the procedure to do that?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because now if we pick him up, where he's going to sue whoever touched him.
Oh,
shit. Damn.
Fuck. That's why they make you sign waivers before these fucking things now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Wow.
And I said, nobody fucking touch him. So then the ambulance came and got him and, you know, put him on a thing and took him out. And literally as he was being taken out, he was yelling at the owner of the haunted house, how will I be compensated for this?
Oh, okay.
He goes, I'm going to miss weeks of work now. who's going to compensate me?
Free tickets to our next week's attraction.
And then the owner came and he's like, that guy was trying to fucking sue us. I go, yeah, he was.
What a scumbag.
He goes, how did you not have to touch him? I was like, because I could tell it was a fake fall.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's fucked up.
Crazy.
What a piece of shit.
I had a lady call the cops and say I spit in her face. Because I took her, she was like being a like she was just like not letting people do their bits. So I took her and her dude into the next room and I dropped character. I'm like, hey guys, you're ruining this for other people. If you could just move on. And we're going to fucking... And she's like, what do you make, minimum wage? And I'm like, yes, but...
Yeah, actually, we're volunteers.
I was like, you're being a real bitch, lady, and you're ruining this, so you need to stop. And I turned around, and they left, and then my boss came, and was like, did you just spit in a woman's face? And I'm like, no. He's like, well, there's cops here. She went outside and said that when I took her outside, I spit in her face.
Yeah.
Damn.
But that's part of the character.
I didn't do it, though.
Spit green slime right in her fucking
and
eye.
She said, I spit in her face, and the cops were here, and she was trying to press assault charges on me.
Oh, God. Wow. Jesus Christ.
Oh, jeez.
And that was another thing. People, the cops were there, I'd say, every other weekend, because people would say, they would say that they were attacked or something when it was just regular haunted house shit.
Damn. Yeah, there is a haunted house I almost went to in Niagara Falls where it's like, you have to sign a thing, and they're allowed to like touch you and mess with you, and it's supposed to be like the scariest haunted house or something. Which I didn't do that one because, I'm like, that sounds
I have
like
no
nightmare.
Interest.
Yeah.
We did a thing where we asked people if they were okay with it. And if they were okay with being touched, we would draw an X on their head in blood.
Mm-hmm.
But then halfway through the house, you would watch people trying to scrub it off.
Okay would be like you shake them or some shit like
what? That? Yeah. Or just like, grab their ankle, shit like that.
Oh, boy. That's a fucking lawsuit waiting to happen.
We had a
twisted my nipples.
And then the funny thing, we would always it would be trophies if we scared somebody so bad that they lost part of their costume.
Really?
Because people would come dressed up for Halloween.
Yeah.
So we would always at the end of the night show off like what we got. We had a belt, a fucking kitty ears, whatever. Mm. Because if we scared somebody so bad, they ran away and wouldn't come back for their piece of their costume.
That's for, what about if you made them piss themselves?
We had that counter, too. We had a pee and a poo counter.
Yeah. There was a shit counter?
Oh, there. I would say we had two or three people a year that would shit themselves.
Wow.
We also had a bar connected to the haunted house.
Oh, that's perfect. Yeah.
That makes sense.
So,
like a nice Guinness before a haunted house.
Yeah.
Shit down your fucking socks.
Yeah. I only dropped character for that one lady that one time and for a little kid.
Yeah. He started crying.
He was way too little to be in there.
Yeah.
And so I was doing
his face.
I was doing my I spit in his face. He called him. An ambulance. You.
Yeah.
I could just tell that it was like bad.
Yeah.
And I went to the mom. I was like, "Do you guys need to leave?" And she's like, "No."
Oh.
Wow.
And I just saw this kid like miserable.
Yeah.
And I dropped down. I went, "Hey man, we're all playing pretend. Nobody here is ever gonna hurt you."
Yeah.
Everybody here is a silly actor like me, and you're completely gone. He's like, "You promise?" I'm like, "Dude, I promise you're completely fine."
Yeah.
And unless then the mom, as they were leaving, the mom went, "Thank you so much."
Yeah.
I saved them so much therapy.
I actually think I made a kid cry once at Halloween. My friends had like this thing where like they set up like a fake, like a dummy, like on like hanging over a pathway to their house, and then there was a baby monitor, so you could like make it sound like it was talking. So I was just like trying to get in character. I was like, "You're gonna die tonight," but it was like a little kid, and then he started crying. I felt really bad. I didn't realize he was like super young.
Have you ever seen? I just talked about this with somebody. You know the guy. It's I don't think it's the original Bushman, but one of the guys that dresses up like a bush.
Oh, in L.A. and he scares the piss.
I saw one of those in person once randomly in my hometown. It freaked me out. Just a guy started chasing me in like the ghillie suit.
Yeah.
Thing.
And there's a video, Shannon, if you can look it up. It's a guy dressed like a bush and he's scaring people, but he accidentally scares an incredibly handicapped woman.
Oh, no.
But she's like an adult, so you don't see it right away. Like, if you saw her for a second, you wouldn't go, "Oh, that lady's severely mentally handicapped."
Oh, that kind of handicap. Wow. Oh, please
and
play that.
Dude, he feels so bad, and her family so steamed.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
Please find that video.
Is this it? Does this look like it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Oh, no.
Did I scare you?
Oh no.
Sorry.
Oh no.
Hey, man.
I would feel terrible.
I'm sorry, man. I'm trying to scare you, man. Is he okay?
Oh no, he's got to deal with that at lunch.
Sorry about that.
Okay. Oh my god. Oh man, she, the only thing that would be worse is if she was normal and he scared her that way.
Wow, that's crazy.
Oh my god! Imagine she was just like, "So what do you want?" You know, I was thinking about like an eggplant parma. Oh my god! But you have to deal with that all day now.
Oh, that
oh,
sucks.
That's terrible.
Oh, no, that I don't want to be mean. No, that poor dad. That's his. That's all day, every day.
Yeah. Every little thing wow. that scares her. Now you can't even get a kid's Jesus meal Christ. Without her crying.
Oh my god, yeah. That poor guy. What a fuck, what heroes the parents are that yeah. fucking deal with that.
God bless them. That's a lot of antidepressants
and, it's forever.
And alcohol. Yeah,
and
it
it's forever.
End. Yeah. They said she'd only live till 17. She's 35.
Shane, can we see it one more time? I just
But she doesn't look
She's got a silly walk.
Yeah.
But you don't put it together. All. She could just be limping.
Yeah, it looks like she has back pain. That right there, though.
Yeah.
Can I hear you? Yeah. Oh, jeez. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry.
The hot girls just walk right past her, not even helping.
I'm sorry, man. I tried to scare you, man. Is he okay? Is he all right? Sorry yeah, well, about that.
That guy is so angry.
Look oh, he's face. So...
He's had enough of her shit.
Oh, yeah. And he just had to watch five genetically good women yeah. walk by and be like, oh, what's going on here?
Yeah. I can't have a daughter that can wear a green dress without picking at it.
Oh, holy shit.
Dude, I'm thinking like now they're at lunch. They can't enjoy it because she's like, don't really get me. And then
now she's
like,
going to be scared
fake.
Of bushes for right. fucking
oh,
ever.
Oh, God, Jesus.
This
oh,
poor
she
fucking,
can't walk past yeah. an oak tree without shitting her pants
this
now.
This poor ninny is going to be fucking scared of... This poor bitch is scared of foliage for the rest of her life.
That's
wait till fall comes and they turn orange. It's Jane Coburn.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Hey, guys, today's episode is brought to you by our good friends at YouKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Stop going to bodegas, smoke shops, and gas stations and getting a little bit of kratom at a time, and you barely even know what's in there when you go to YoKratom.com. They have the best strains, the best customer service, and they're the marquee sponsor of everything we do here at Gas Digital. And if you don't use Kratom, don't start on my account. But if you use Kratom for one of its many purposes, please YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. There's no promo code needed. Why? It's already the best deal in the world of Kratom. A whole kilo, a kilo, a kilo delivered right to your door for just 60 smackers. One more time, guys. That's YoKratom.com, home of the $60 kilo. Now let's get back into the program. All right, we're almost done. We're going to do one or two more things before we get out of here.
I would get her a chia pet for Christmas. Jump.
All right. Marilyn. Oh, no. Let me save that for Derek.
oh, no. What is it?
Oh, it was a Marilyn man charged after telling his friend he had a girl from him, then dressing up as a woman.
Oh, I saw that story.
I want to say I'm taping it with Derek Gaines. I want to save that for him. I think you understand.
I just did like a huge Nerf fight with him. It was so fun. In like a rework space. It was someone's birthday. And him and a bunch of comedians just had like a ton
of Nerf guns?
Like Nerf guns. And like we did like a zombie version, like a capture. It was
that's awesome.
It was the most.
Was there actors
was so
being the zombies?
No, it was like half of us would be zombies and there'd be like specific rules of like how you can like tag people to kill them or shoot
that's
them.
That's really
them.
Fun. Where
it was
so
like
fun.
It was at like a rework type thing in you know, like Midtown or something. Like
that's
a
really
two
fun,
but it was like two levels. It was yeah, it was so cool. Anyway.
When I used to do the
what a great idea.
Yeah, it was like a great
when I used to do the zombie events, mm-hmm. We got offered this fucking job. It was like a paintball place. And they wanted to have zombie hunting.
Yeah.
And then they gave it was like, dude, the money sucked.
Yeah.
And it literally was like you walk around and you're just a target.
No.
Oh.
That's horrible.
And people take it would literally be like
yeah, Nerf guns feel a lot better
yeah,
than paintballs.
It was just people lighting you up that with a paintball gun for 8-hour shifts.
And you're not wearing a suit, nothing?
You have on like a vest and shit.
Yeah. Yeah.
But like
people aim
you
for
know,
the skin.
You
yeah.
know people are trying oh, to fuck course. You up.
Yeah, that's those hurt.
They're trying to get you in the inner thigh.
Yeah, fuck that, dude.
That reminds me of another. I saw this other video of. I think he had like a bush suit like that, but he was just like sniping people on the paint gun where like they couldn't find him, and everyone's just like, "What? Like, where's this coming?"
Achilles suit. I love those things. Yeah. I wear one when I hunt. It's so much fun. Where you feel like you're getting ready to do special ops.
Do
so
you
much fun to wear?
Do you put it on in the woods or do you walk out in it?
No, I have to put it on like during these months, September yeah. and shit like that. It's so fucking hot in that suit. That you want to die. I've worn that suit wow. like in the middle of September, and I had to stop. I had to walk out of the woods. Dude, I was starting to go like, I was getting woozy and shit, and I'm like, I was trying to draw back the bow, and I couldn't hold it straight. I was like, I had to walk out. In the winter, it's so much fun to wear, but the summer, it fucking kills you, man.
Is there a separate winter-summer one?
Oh, yeah. You could hunt all the way from September to February.
No, but I mean the suits. Do they make like a winter suit?
Oh, they do. They make heavier ones. But this one's made for like fall, but I'll wear it in the summer because there's so many leaves around that you could just blend right in and they don't even see you. They'll walk right past
yeah,
you.
But you, yeah, obviously.
So you could take out a knife and just go.
Yeah. And you then you, like, you scare an autistic deer.
That's more rewarding.
I'd be like worried like other hunters wouldn't see me and would like shoot me. I guess that probably doesn't happen that often. But
oh, you can't do it during gun season.
I see.
You can only do it with a bow.
Oh, it's like a bow season.
Shot.
I see.
Okay,
that makes sense.
Because nobody can see you, they just shoot right.
What is the season cutoff?
The bow season goes all the way to the end, but the gun season's from what's the fucking gun season now? From the beginning of December, and then it stops for 3 weeks until the beginning of January, and then it's all the way to February, the gun season. But bow is always open.
Okay,
I see.
Doug and I have connected over the year. We both watch a lot of ballistics.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, nice.
A lot of gun testing.
Yeah.
A lot of those like dummies that have all the real organs and what guns wow. do to them and shit.
My favorite one was the cannonball you sent me. Still, how it just the guy's chest. He was wearing a suit of armor. They shot him with like an old Civil War like cannonball, and it's just a hole this big, and like you just saw the organs get pushed behind the fucking dude. That was fucking
cannon. We have a few. We have there was a headshot one.
Yeah,
you know when the brain fell out.
Yeah, yeah. It was with the 50 caliber handgun, and shot the head, and the brain just dripped down the side.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It
yeah.
left a crater about this wide in the guy's head.
It looked like a cartoon. Like
wow.
If it happened in a cartoon, you would go, that's silly.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's the only way to describe it. The way his liver just melted. It's like, that's hilarious. That's
that also funny. We also watch like
the animal testing, the groundhogs.
Well,
the
that's
30-30.
You got to do. We found out because people get they do things with like gophers or meerkat, like not meerkats, but like gophers and shit where they'll hire
prairie
somebody. Yeah, prairie
one.
Dogs.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking of.
There's too many.
Where they'll hire like a sniper. To kill them all.
Right.
And people are like, this is cruel. But in reality, it's ranchers because those things dig holes.
Oh, I see.
And the livestock steps in them and breaks their legs.
Oh, okay.
And then they can't raise them anymore.
Yeah.
Right.
So they have to get them to clear out the so they don't have the holes in the prairie or whatever.
Right.
Shannon, did you find the cannonball?
I don't know that I'm searching this right. I put cannonball into suit of armor, and then I put ballistic testing. I don't think I'm searching
Shannon,
it right.
Let me see the results.
Good.
That looks like it right up there in the red, isn't it?
This?
Is that where he shoots him with a cannonball?
5.56. This in particular is M193 ammunition, so we're going to take some shots and see what happens.
Oh, no, it's just 5.56.
Yeah,
that's not it. These bastards. They probably got rid of it.
Yeah.
They probably didn't want to show, even if it's... YouTube's been getting really fucking, really... Really annoying with all this censoring of certain things. Like,
were you about to talk about ratting? We're watching ratting videos.
Yeah.
So there's people that like they have rat terriers,
Jack
right?
Russells, yeah.
Okay.
And they train. They're like super trained to kill rats. And either so they'll have farmers be like, I have a crazy rat infestation, and they'll bring like 10 of those.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
And then they line them up at the end, and it's like 500.
Yeah.
But they'll also go to like.
They kill 500 rats.
The hood.
Yeah.
Oh.
And if it's like a bad rat problem in a building, they just let the dogs out in like the alleyway.
Wow. Yeah.
And they just start fucking.
Dude, they're so cute, these little Jack Russells. They look like little tiny lap dogs. But Jack Russells have so, like, those little bastards are so muscular.
Yeah.
And they
that's what sport was.
Yeah. Exactly.
Lewis's dog.
Yeah. Wow. And they're fucking, and they're that, they just have this thick little chest and these wide fucking legs.
And they're sharp.
Italians. Wow. Yeah.
Yeah. They're like spears.
Yeah.
Damn.
And that's dude, crazy. They'll go on the farm, and like I was watching a guy who was pickaxing the fucking field, and he was breaking up the rat tunnels.
Wow.
And these dogs are just sitting there like, wah, 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 and then as soon as the rats run out, dude, they grab them, bite them, and wow. they shake the fucking
shit out of them.
It's crazy.
And it's so fast, it was like, rah, you're like, holy shit.
But then they know to put it down.
Yeah. Once it's
they're
dead,
like
once
super
they
trained.
Stop, once it stops moving, they put it down.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like they could definitely use those in New York on the subways.
Oh, here they are.
Oh yeah, this is a group in New York that does it, right?
Oh, they do it. So they do this around town.
And they're the cutest dogs.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is very cute.
Ew, get off the ground.
Wow.
Yeah, get off the ground, you gross bitch.
There's a big warren over there. There's like sometimes 30, 40 of them. I want everybody on leash until we're all set up, and then we fucking blitz.
Damn. That's
intense. Oh, it was on Vice.
There we go. Look at that. Get it. Go Oz.
I would watch this all fucking day. I want to train a dog to do this. But he's touching it, though. That's disgusting.
Shut your ass right up, didn't it?
Yeah, why are they holding it?
Yeah, I wouldn't hold it.
They're fucking huge.
Yeah.
How big that is.
It's a football.
No gloves.
Oh, okay.
That's a Bronx rat.
Well, we just saw one. Shannon, what was it, 21 inches?
I think 22 inches, yeah.
Where was that again?
In England.
In England, they found one in somebody's house, dude.
Yeah.
It was 22 fucking inches. It was bigger than the dog.
That is fucking gigantic, man.
You had to see that. Wow. It was in a fucking plastic bag.
Yeah.
It was like the size of the dog.
Dude, I would love to fucking. Didn't New York City also like want to?
Yeah, there it is.
What the fuck?
Wow. Jeez, that's crazy.
That's not one of them like Nutri rats. Or
no, that's a small. That it's the size of a fucking small dog.
Holy shit!
Disturbing.
What killed it?
I don't know.
A pest control. They got it.
Dude, get the fuck out of here. That's too much. I'd be like, oh fuck, I'm getting the fuck out of here. Fucking hate rats.
There's also the Rat King where like their tails get stuck
together.
Just like they had one of those in that movie together actually, but yeah.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, in the opening, just a side scene or whatever. But
they had that in 30 Rock. They talk about the Rat King in 30 Rock too.
How does that happen? How do their fucking tails?
They're just like in? Yeah, like in the living in the wall for too long. And they get
I'd
stuck
imagine,
there.
Yeah, just sneaking by each other and then going up and over and up and over and.
Fucking rats are retarded.
They are fucking. I'm so glad I've never heard. I guess I've always had the cats.
Yeah.
Dude, I've dealt with every other fucking my building.
Yeah, I've had mice in some of my apartment. One time in Chicago, a mouse like ran across the kitchen. I like had to stomp on it to kill it. That was.
Oh, I would have so much fun if I saw rats brutal. In my fucking apartment. I mean, I don't want it. But, dude, I would buy next day one of the CO2 airsoft rifles and just sit there on my table with a tray of peanut butter on the ground.
In a ghillie suit. He'd have the ghillie suit on inside.
Exactly. It's the same shit. It's the same color as my table. I get myself painted so it looks
like
a part of
you're dressed
scenery.
Like Cherry from fucking Pee-wee's Playhouse.
It's in the ping, ping, ping. I would have so much fun.
My fucking building's been a goddamn. I've been telling this a bunch, but they knocked down the building next to me.
Oh, so you got roaches everywhere.
Oh,
yeah.
That's
absolutely fucking brutal.
Yeah, one time I had like a giant roach water bug thing in my apartment, and I kept like trying to kill it, and it kept like. Survive it. Like I would like hit it with a broom. Yeah. I'm like, all right, it's good. And then it would like come back to life. It was like a horror movie.
I hate how they do like, that geez. Too. They call roaches water bugs. That's fucking bullshit.
That's what they
That's
fucking
played
my goddamn lobby right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's like an exterminator sign up sheet.
Yeah.
And somebody wrote, what about these water bugs?
Yeah.
Which is like them not being nice because they don't want to say roaches.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they've been fucking. And it's, I get on top of it.
Yeah.
and then it's just another fucking...
You can't, man. Anytime they do construction anywhere, like same thing with my apartment, even though it's in Jersey, anytime they do construction, they start rattling the walls, you get this influx of fucking roaches in your goddamn apartment. Mm-hmm. I can't stand it.
And I put out disgusting. I put out like peppermint oil and shit because I wanted to be safe for the cat.
Oh, that's right.
Because I don't want to like just spray Raid.
Yeah. Get roach bait. Cats want to get the roach bait.
No, I got bait and I got traps now.
Yeah.
But it's just still a fucking...
Yeah, I fucking hate this city. It's fucking disgusting, man.
But I've never had... I had the one mouse a couple years ago. My cat Gus just fucking ran at me like
he
a
got
lunatic.
It?
Dude, I never even saw it a lot. It was a little one.
Wow.
But if I was my wife wasn't home, so I was shitting with the door open naturally.
Yeah. Attaboy.
And I see Gus fucking running in and... He has a ton of little mice toys. He plays fetch with his mice.
Yeah.
So he runs in. I'm like, oh, you got one of your mice, dog? And he's running in. He's running at me. You know, like when Kramer has the hot soup?
Yeah, yeah.
He's like running and he's juggling this mouse. I go, when we get you that one? And I go, when do we get him a realistic rubber mouse?
Wow.
And then I realize he's just got a mouse corpse. Yeah. So mid-shit, I stand up and I slam the door because he's running right at me. And I slid, and I hear him collide with the door. So now I'm sitting on the toilet with a shitty ass.
Yeah.
And then I just feel my foot, like, tickle.
Oh, no.
He slid the mouse under the door and put it on my foot. And thank God I was already on the toilet.
Yeah.
Because my body's reaction to mouse on foot is apparently
immediately
launch liquid shit out of me. And then I was afraid to touch it because I'm a giant pussy.
Yeah.
So I put it in a toilet paper roll.
Well, you're not supposed to touch it with your hands.
Well, I took the cardboard roll and I put it around it, and I used that as a carrier to throw
smart.
It in the dumpster.
Yeah. You're not supposed to touch those fucking things. That guy handling the rats, those caused the plague.
Yeah.
Those have bot flies on them the size of my thumb.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's another thing I've been... My fucking Instagram has been bot flies getting taken out of dogs.
Yeah.
Holy shit, those things are fucking
big. They're fucking... They look like egg rolls when they
get fucking... You look up bot fly removed from dog and we'll end it on this. I'm sorry. I should have vamped a little. That was on me, Shannon. I will not hold you accountable.
We're going to have to skim to this a little bit. This is the most disgusting thing I've ever put my eyes on.
Yeah. Oh, those are ticks on them, too. It looks like.
This wasn't just a necessary step in treatment.
Yeah, those are ticks.
It was also our way of showing
love
and care. A message to his weary eyes that from now on, he won't be abandoned again.
Oh, God.
That's horrible.
You, Shannon, see if you can find one, like a compilation, maybe?
Oh, they're coming out. Okay, I'll find another
one.
You got
a chance. Oh, God. Dude, it's fucking... Some of them are so fucking big.
Yeah.
And the dog, like, looks at it like, that was in me?
Yeah. They're huge. They're like my fucking thumb. I've seen those... And then, like, the way they get them out, they smoke them.
No, I don't think I've seen this before.
Dude, these things get... I guess they, like, there's something, like, lasered in them?
Yeah.
Oh, jeez.
They're, like, larval.
It's a bot fly, and it lays their fucking egg inside the flesh. And it just pops out there. And the way I've seen some people get, it's the same thing, I think, isn't it? They put they put something over and they blow smoke into it and it pops and it gets the fucking larva out. Ooh.
Jeez.
Shannon, any luck?
Wait till you see this.
I'm seeing a lot of people ones.
Oh, yeah.
That works. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That usually happens in Brazil. Again. Yeah, look at that. How do you let that happen?
Oh, God. What the hell?
Oh.
Wow.
I just want to slip. I don't know how good these forceps are.
The worst would be is if you accidentally cut it and it goes back in.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Laid an egg in with that thing.
Look at that. Still going.
Oh my God.
Oh!
Fuck.
Wow.
That's disturbing.
How does that not cause an infection?
It's like alien.
I think there was another one right above that. How do you have two, you disgusting bitch?
Maybe she was camping or swimming or something.
I don't know.
I don't know how they do it.
I feel like you have to live on the street for that to happen. I hope. I need that to happen.
Oh, God.
You are a star. You are the Bear Grylls of the female world. You really are.
All right.
Well, she had more than one.
Yes. Gotta hurt.
I know that there's a few women that would love to pop that out of your arm.
Oh my God, that's fucking brutal. All right, well, thank you guys. So, did you actually, before I did you see this? I kind of want to get my chick one. They make like heads that are full of blackheads.
You can pop them. Yeah.
It looks really fun.
Dude, that's some kind of ADHD thing, isn't it?
That you girls love popping pimples.
I think I know where that comes from. It's just something I read. It sounds completely retarded, but it makes sense. That when we were monkeys, right? We used to, female fucking monkeys used to pull ticks out of fur and stuff and eat them. So that's why that, apparently that DNA is still in humans and they pull.
That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah. That's what I heard.
Yeah. That's really fun. Hey, we learned something here on the zoo. A little bit of animal facts. And thank you so much for my guests, Jacob Williams and Doug Yerim.
Oh, look, he's making him suck his own dick.
I appreciate you guys, and we'll see you on Wednesday here on the Morning Zoo. Goodbye.
The fun's begun, no sleeping in. Noon is morning time to him. Pop the bagel, chug it down, just like your favorite Obese clown. Grab a coffee and join the crew. It's Zach Amico, whoa.